This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Ukrainian town of Sloviansk, widely seen as Russia's next target after the fall of another area, came under heavy fire on Tuesday, with local police saying Russian forces used prohibited cluster bombs. Local authorities said that at least one person was killed, another seven were wounded by the Russian shelling affecting the city's central market and several districts. The extent of the damage was still being determined by officials. A local police chief said the Russians fired around 30 cluster munitions, which would be documented and added into a file of an already extensive list of crimes that will be submitted to the Hague Tribunal. The man accused of opening fire at an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago, Illinois, legally bought five weapons, including two rifles. Authorities said Tuesday that the purchases were allowed even though the police were called to his home twice in 2019 for threats of violence and suicide. At a news conference, the deputy police chief Christopher Cavelli of the Lake County Sheriff's Office says a motive for the man, identified as Robert Bobby E. Cremo III, remains undetermined.
Investigators have been really tirelessly working since Cremo was taken into custody, trying to determine motive. At this point, there is no motive.
Meanwhile, that sound is courtesy of WLS. The suspect was charged with seven counts of murder. Lake County's state's attorney Eric Reinhardt promised that dozens more charges would be sought and that the man would receive a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. The assailant sprayed more than 70 rounds from a rooftop into a crowd in Highland Park, an affluent community of about 30,000, on